Good morning, I'm Steve, and can we all agree
yes.
that someone who breaks promises is the worst person ever?
Oh.
Well, I mean, what if they promised that they were going to break your feet, and then they said, and then they just didn't?
This is not one of those scenarios.
Okay, all right. Well, generally, I would agree with you.
Did I promise something?
Do you think you did?
I don't know. You keep looking at me, and I'm like, did I promise to bring donuts or something, and I forgot?
Someone in this room made a big promise yesterday.
I remember who.
And then they did not fulfill said promise.
Uh-huh.
You think they pocketed the money?
No, it's still in my backpack.
We weren't talking about you.
Yeah, it could be anybody.
Wow. Why did you think that?
As we were walking out the door yesterday, Maitland, out of nowhere, said, hey, we got a couple extra bucks left over from the breakfast that we got the other day. You guys cool if I bring in a bunch of donuts tomorrow morning?
I said I would grab us a treat.
And?
However much $5 could get me.
What is it?
Yeah, what's
yeah,
the treat?
So where is it?
It's waiting in the vending machine so I can go use that money.
Oh, cool. You're going to get two Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I said it might be Pop-Tarts.
The least bang for your buck.
And like Wild West Takis or something.
Yes,
I like that you remembered that.
Remembered it. It got me through the day yesterday. That's what got me out of bed this morning.
No,
look at that.
Didn't.
Look at how you've crushed the spirit
of
Steve.
Maitland, you know how food motivated I am.
I do know that, Steve, but we had a huge lunch yesterday, and I even looked at you and said,
is that supposed to tide him over till now?
I said, my belly is so full of grilled cheese right now. And I went home, straight home, because I thought I was going to poop my pants. And then I took a nap.
Wait, so you're saying.
So I didn't have time to stop.
So you're
treats.
Saying my belly's so full of grilled cheese was you for that means I'm not bringing in donuts tomorrow?
How was I supposed to make that
leap?
I gotta go home and poop and sleep, and then I forgot.
You didn't. Okay, you forgot is more legitimate than I pooped and slept, and so I didn't have any time. Because I don't know how long that takes, but I mean, as a world record champion pooper, I can tell you. That still doesn't take the whole day.
It took me 5 hours, and then I had to put together Name That Blank.
It took you five hours
I was
to poop?
Busy to poop and sleep. You can decide how much time either of those took.
You do it. It's not my problem.
I'm going to say 2 to 3.
Monday.
Well, yeah, I'm sure nothing was open this
Monday.
Morning.
Oh, no.
Monday,
I do love
I promise.
That free beer, or Steve called you out, and he just smashed an entire everything bagel.
Yeah. We have bagels still.
I know. I have breakfast in the fridge that I could go eat, too. But I still wanted those treats.
I think the exciting part was just seeing what you thought, what you'd get for us and knowing that you cared about us enough. Yeah. It's not so much the sustenance or the energy that we would get from the calories we would consume. It's just knowing that you cared enough to do for us what you said you would do.
Yeah. And I'll have time to care on Sunday and fulfill that on Monday.
Can't break two promises in a row, Maitland.
No, you can't. That's the golden rule.